Now, he really got down to work. He pulled over his vast pile of equations and worked out formulas, got out micrometer measuring tools, cleaned up a set of drafting triangles and rulers, sharpened up white marking pens to a hairline point. He turned the board he had just made over to the blank side, made some reference points on it, and for the next 2 days, meticulously consulting his notes, he drew in a circuit. Aside from matching up with the metal plugs for the console buttons, this new circuit had nothing whatever to do with the one he had so laboriously built on the bottom side of the board. He drew in the resistors and amplifiers and capacitors and every other electronic component, all in tiny lines and squiggles and curls. Turl consulted his equations and worksheets and duplicated the measurements with enormous exactitude in white on the board. It was a long and complicated procedure, and it was a very complex circuit that emerged. The console buttons, when pressed, would activate it if it were composed of wire. He got that finished. Then he dusted the whole drawing with a thin coating of reddish paste. You could see the circuit through it, but when you put something on the paste, like a pencil, it would show that that bit of the circuit had been traced. Turl now got a thin-bladed annealing knife. One end of these knives, by the process of separating molecules through destruction of their cohesion, cut metal. The other end was used to restore the molecular cohesion and sew the metal up. He took the sewing end of the knife and began to trace his circuit with it. Wherever he followed a line, the thin red paste showed he had followed it. Thus, he could keep track of where he had traced and work without any skips. Johnny stared at this activity. Then he rushed out of his viewing room, raced up to one of the compound storerooms, and got a piece of insulating board and an annealing knife. He made a diagonal mark across the board with the sewing end of the knife. He put clips at both ends of his mark and put current through it. The current flowed. By aligning usually insulative molecules in a straight line, one had a path, a wire. He had seen that cyclos, in cutting these boards to size to install circuit breakers, always sawed them. He had just thought knives didn't work on them. True enough, knives were not efficient in cutting them. But by aligning molecules, the insulating board conducted electricity at the points of touch. Johnny, starry-eyed, went back to further view this activity Turl had been engaged upon. It had taken Turl 2 days just to trace that circuit. Finally, he finished. And then Turl took some solvent and a rag and wiped the whole board clean. There was not one visible trace left. But that insulating board now contained all the alignments of a complex circuit. The underside's visible components were a total fake. They weren't ever intended to work. And anybody examining one of these boards would think he had blown its fuses. Scientists of many races had probably spent hundreds of years of time trying to make that false circuit make sense and agree with cyclo math.